I'm going to read something. This is from this whole section about the sun plus water equals fuel. There's a human photosynthesis study group in Mexico has been studying the main causes of blindness. Age-related macular disease, diabetic retinopathy, and glaucoma, with the main aim to develop new therapeutic approaches. They found that the human retina, as well as every cell of our body, has the amazing capacity of absorbing energy directly from water.
From water.
Like vegetables do. So this goes back to yesterday. Then they go on. Melanin, due to its black nature, absorbs all free wavelengths of light spectrum, from infrared to ultraviolet. Present in all cells, cytoplasm in the form of melanosomos, or if I'm saying that right, they absorb sunlight in the animal kingdom. Mexican researcher Dr. Arturo Salis Herrada, who's a medical surgeon and an ophthalmologist and pharmacologist from this center, found that the pigment melanin seems to protect the tissues of the eye. Then he found that melanin was collecting energy from the electromagnetic spectrum and using it, listen to this, drum roll please, to split water atoms into hydrogen and oxygen.
Whoa.
And four additional electrons.
So explain, flesh out a little bit what he's saying there with the drum roll. So,
What he's saying is that, going back to that water is, and full hydration, of course, is very important, and having the right pH to the water. So you have keep the charge right, energy levels up. And he's saying that we have a chemical in us, specifically in the eye, but in all cells, that absorb light and actually split water into its components. So your question was, where do we get hydrogen from? We get it from the food, but he's saying we get it from light.
From light too, wow.
Well, and this goes back to MIT saying sun plus water equals fuel. What's the fuel? It's hydrogen.
Oh, sun plus water equals the hydrogen.
And of course, you know, one of the nicest videos I ever saw, and I couldn't find anything more about it, was a car in Europe, I guess it was in England, was running on seawater. And they built a prototype, and it was like a, you know, a wet dream. It looked like the car everybody would want. Burning seawater.
Seawater, wow. Yeah.
So the point is that at the very bottom of life, these are certain necessities. They're absolute. Hydrogen, oxygen, light, water, which is hydrogen and oxygen combined. But we have the capacity to drink water in its pure form, of course, and have the water inside of us structured by light and animated by light.
Yep.
So these guys who tell you stay out of the sun, they're saying we want you to get sick.
Yeah, Pollard was saying. Pollard was saying the last time we was on that the far infrared, and I think the near too, structures the water in our body. The far infrared structures the water in our body.
Well, the far infrared is more heating.
It's certainly more
The near infrared, you know, and red will strike into the mitochondria. And structure it up, you know, penetrates deeper into the body, but it's really, it's more animating. And of course, everybody knows red is stimulating. You shine a red light on a guy and, you know, it stimulates. Blue comes.
Yeah. One of our listeners, an engineer, he developed a little, really cool little board with five of these near infrared lamps on them, and we have them in our store. Pretty cool. Got a little switch, and you can hang it up and sit in front of it and just put it in your living room and stuff. So if you're interested in something like that, go in our store. It's called the Spectra Sauna, and he's building a canvas kind of thing now, so you can actually do a near infrared sauna too for yourself. You know, people do that too. A lot of cool things. Is there a big difference between these red lamps, you know, that we're using, the incandescent lamps that Tony is using, and then all these fancy LED? Are these things worth paying extra money for, these more expensive?
Well, how much does his lights cost?
His lights are a few $100, you know, five of them.
Well, you can get these light panels from the company I deal with you can put a lot of them together, but you get these panels for about $500, $400.
Yeah, they're LEDs.
I only know about the LEDs. I've written about them.
Okay.
And, you know, they're very, you know, you can go to practitioners around the country and they have these light beds.
Sure.
You know, these tanning beds, but they're not tanning beds. They're red and near infrared machines. And mm-hmm. you lie in it and they close it around you and they saturate you for 10 minutes or 8 minutes with this light. You know, the cheapest one costs $50,000.
Woo. 50.
Same company. That's the cheap one.
Wow.
The same company also has a 65,000 model, and the original one is between 120 and 140,000.
My goodness, why would it be that much?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
who knows, yeah.
You know, these things are therapeutic. You know, basically designed for practitioners. You know, be in offices. The company I deal with, I can get the name if you want me to look, but. You know, it's LED panels. Their price range is like, you know, each panel is $400 for their best ones. Mm-hmm. You can put three or four or five together and make a therapeutic center in your own home. You know, let's say for $5,000, they would compete with this $100,000 or $50,000. So I imagine, and I'm not an expert in this, that the LEDs seem to be, you know, the highest, the best way. Well, I believe that the LEDs is the best. These expensive machines, they're not LEDs, they're laser.
Laser, yeah.
Laser, these $50,000 to $120,000 machines, they're lasers. But to the cell, the bottom line is, and I don't know the product, you know, and the technology that your guy is doing. The bottom line is that a photon from the red spectrum or the near infrared to the cell, it doesn't matter.
Right.
What made it?
A photon's a photon, right?
A photon is a photon.
A photon's a photon. That's what Tony said. The guy did these inexpensive ones. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty fun. Here's an email.
It's true.
Good. Here's an email. Could Dr. Circus comment that if you think it would be helpful to add some salt to an MMS enema to help children retain the enema better, or would the salt react with the activated MMS?
Why is he giving MMS to children?
I think it's all part of this thing for the autistic kids that this lady's doing that we've had on the show, Carrie Rivera. She, when they put the MMS, it's really helped them get rid of parasites and stuff, and the kids react very well to it. But I don't think they're doing enemas with the kids. Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of MMS.
You're not.
I like What is it? The sulfur.
Oh, yeah. MSM. Yeah. Sulfur. Yeah. Big difference. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I lost a lot of popularity about 10 years ago when I came out against MMS and basically put out that for most things that people recommend MMS, I would recommend iodine.
Do the same thing.
Iodine has. does many of the same things. It might not do everything. I'm not an expert on MMS, but you know, I'm one of these guys. I'm a protocol guy, and you know, when you get these people who recommend, okay, MMS, but they don't recommend iodine, which is necessary for life, and want to just use MMS. You know, conceptually, I saw that as the service.
Oh, I see. But it's fair, though, to say that when people talk about, you know, whatever, parasites or something like that, and they recommend a particular thing like MMS, they're not really saying or inferring that if you just do this, then you'll have a red S on your chest and you'll leap tall buildings. There's always more, right? Like we said earlier, there's always more stuff to do. And not too many people give the whole package because they, you know what I'm saying? They just don't. Yeah, they just don't. But I hear
anyway,
what you're saying.
MMS is not without its side effects and not without its dangers, especially when used orally.
Yeah.
When used transdermally, I've heard much better things about it in terms of safety. And yes, it sounds like an interesting thing. An enema with MMS, you know, again, when using things that can be potentially toxic, you know, I normally stay away from. But if somebody is using it, use with caution, start with lower dosages, and work up to a higher dosage.
Okay.
I would stay away from it orally.
CJ wants
to add salt to it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that would do. Generally, salt is supposed to help retain enema, right? General enema water.
Could be.
Do you like coffee enemas in general for folks to do?
I never did one. I keep my mouth shut on that. But you know, Gerson method is very much into that. Gerson was a very good guy. So I imagine it's...
Here's an email from CJ in Seattle, up by Bill Gates. God love Bill. Oh, my God. If you would talk a little bit more about Budwick, you said of the lipids and the Budwick diet, and I know about the cottage cheese and the different oils. What's going on that would be good for me to try? Thanks for the show. Okay.
I don't understand the question.
So he wants to know more about the cottage cheese and... the oil and the Budwick thing, and what's going on with the cottage cheese and the oil for being
well. It'll supply especially the mitochondria, but the cells in general, with a highly energetic. It's a highly energetic form of lipid. So it's a lipid. It's a fat. Can be burned. Can be used as energy. And in that case also, it's helps lipid therapy, helps repair the lipid membranes. So it's, you know, I don't know that much about Budwig and her whole diet, but you could be on other kinds of diets and still apply, you know, that basic part of her protocol, which is the cottage cheese and the crushed seeds. More about that, I couldn't say.
Yeah. So the idea, I guess there's some magical thing going on with the cottage cheese and the crushed seeds to make the lipid thing happen in your body or something, no?
Right, yeah. Right. It's a form of high-quality lipid therapy, or the best.
The best. Does Dr. Sirkis know about the availability of wabanine, strophanthus? I've heard about it. For different types of heart disorders. I have ACM and AFib and was curious about the wabanine would be helpful for me.
I don't know anything about it, never even heard of it.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
But I did write a book. I have two magnesium books. The second one was called The Ultimate Heart Medicine, which is magnesium. So when you have problems with the heart, just like cancer, or almost any other disease, and especially neurological disease, the first thing is to not only be fully hydrated, but to flood the body with magnesium and, again, bicarbonates. Hmm. And the ultimate form is actually called magnesium bicarbonate,
yeah,
which is only in liquid form. And for the heart, you know, it's just... And getting your stress levels down.
Yeah.
Which you can look at your breathing rate. If you're breathing too fast, if you're breathing faster than 12 breaths a minute, you're stressing out your heart. Flood with magnesium. So slow your breathing down, get bicarbonates in, get magnesium in, and get in touch with one's stress. That combination is primordial.
Primordial. After last month when you were on, you mentioned the magnesium bicarbonate, and I went on, I found it, and I bought some of that, and I've been playing with it. And tell folks what it is. It's a, you put it in cold water, right, and you mix it up, and then you drink it down. Tastes a little funky, but not terrible. But why do you like that form of magnesium?
Well, magnesium and bicarbonate, again, we go back to the mitochondria. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, magnesium is involved with just about every physiological process. Bicarbonate is, again, central, you know, pH. You know, pH. Let's talk about bicarbonate. We talk about pH medicine. And what is pH medicine? You know, the measurement of voltage, which we were talking about, or yesterday you were talking about, and the space between cells, is you're talking about voltage,
mm-hmm.
which is Dr. Tennant's work.
Yeah.
But bicarbonate increases the voltage. The measurement of pH is in physics is the same measurement as voltage. Same. It's the same thing. So when you increase, you know, and a lot of people who write against bicarbonate, they really don't understand what they're talking about. You know, they talk about alkalinity. Well, it's not the best way to be alkaline. It's true. Eating really good food is the best way to be alkaline. But even then, it's sometimes not enough. Because eating really good food, which maybe we ate hundreds of years ago or 100 years ago, today, we're faced with poisons and heavy metals and radiation and fluoride and chlorine and mineral deficiency. I mean, we have such a, you know, it's like the charge of a light brigade up the Belclaven Heights. Cannons to the right, cannons to the left, cannons in front, cannons behind. You know, we have to navigate. Life is not easy these days. Where was that?
On the pH and...
Magnesium bicarbonate.
Magnesium bicarbonate, yeah.
So, the best form of water, and there's different places in the world where it comes right out of the ground, is high in magnesium bicarbonate.
Hmm.
You can't make a pill to do that. It has to be in liquid form. And part of the best research originally came from Australia, from a chiropractor who noticed that his cows were living longer than anybody else's cows in the country. And they went crazy, scratching their head, trying to figure out why. And it took them a couple of years, like this FDA lady looking after this mercury and seeing where there was in everybody's food. He found that why his cows were living longer and healthier was the water. And the water happened to be high in magnesium bicarbonate.
Interesting.
And there's a guy, the biggest guy in the world, I call him the magnesium librarian. What's his name? From California. He sells Noah's water. He has a mine up in near Sacramento. The water comes out of the ground high in magnesium bicarbonate. And there's a place in Europe and a company that sells the same thing there.
Hmm.
It's in a form that, every other form of magnesium, I mean, I'm a fanatic about magnesium chloride. It's a really good form. the combination, all these other kinds of magnesium, and there's some that are very good, but in general, Dr. Carolyn Dean has an ionic form, but you take something like magnesium oxide. The body has to get the magnesium, it has to break the oxide from the magnesium. And you need acid to do that. You need hydrochloric acid. And a lot of people are deficient in hydrochloric acid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so readily available. But magnesium bicarbonate, it's like a rocket fuel. It's like rocket fuel formula for the mitochondria. The magnesium helps the bicarbonate get into the mitochondria, and the bicarbonate helps the magnesium get through the cell membranes and into the mitochondria. So it's in a perfect form.
What's the name of the company where I got that product, you know? What's the name of that?
I have to go to my protocol list. I have a site for it.
Oh, you do? Okay. What's that?
I do. Let's see. Going right there, right now. If you go, all my products, everything I talk about is on drcircus.com on the protocol page.
Okay.
And the magnesium bicarbonate is there. And if you click on that, it takes you to a site, which I own, which is called Mag Bicarb.
Mag Bicarb.
Mag Bicarb.
Oh.
So it's not the only company in the world right now that makes these different. But I met this genius about 7 years ago, and then he died. But if you live in Florida, you can't bring water in from Australia or Europe or even California. It's just too much. This product, which you bought, is a concentrate.
That's the one I bought. Yeah, cool. That's yours. I didn't know that was your website. How cool, man. Mag Bicarb. It's kind of neat. I mean, the bottles are somewhat expensive, but it goes a long way, right? I mean, you make a whole lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I think you can make up to 32 gallons of water.
Yeah, 32 gallons, and it's chew. Yeah. Did I read the directions correctly? Which is unusual for me. I'm doing it in cold water, right? You get the water cold first.
Well, no. Well, that's not so necessary. But the key thing is you got to make this bottle. Before you open it, you got to put it in the refrigerator.
I did,
and you got to cool it.
Yeah, I read the directions to that.
Okay, then you can open it up. Sure, but maybe cold water be the best.
Okay.
I don't even remember. It's been years since I used it. I'm using the pH adjust now. I can hardly get anything into Brazil anymore. It's just
really?
Impossible.
Really? What's going on with all this weird stuff,
you know,
huh? Yeah.
Yeah, the customs, you know, they don't want you. You know, everybody wants everybody to be sick in the official world.
I it? Understand, yeah.
Then you pour some of this from this concentrate into your water. You make a half a gallon or a gallon using 2 to 4 ounces. And then you close it back up and you put it back in the refrigerator because it's under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bicarbonate and the CO2 gas. So I recommend this more, you know, as the best. It's not the cheapest. But it's, you know, if you're looking, you know, you really want to go for 30 days with a high octane protocol, you're facing cancer, you're facing death, or you've not been able to cure what you're trying to. No, here's the best.
Just load up, huh? Could we do the MagnaCarb and then bubble the hydrogen into that, or would that be getting too much stuff?
Since you have it, why don't you experiment with that and see what happens?
Yeah, see what happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dr. Mark Circus is with us. His website is drcircus.com. DrCircus.com, all of his books and cool stuff that he talks about is right there. Do you still do consultations with people?
Yeah, sure. First of all, everybody, my name is spelled with an S, not a C.
S-I-R-C-U-S.
Yes, I do consultations mostly with cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
About 80%. You know, I get lots of different things, but mostly cancer. And what I do is my consultations is to teach what I have in my books, which is how to set up a treatment center at home to use the most powerful things I have ever found, And my list is almost 25 long now, my protocol. I don't have everybody on everything.
Right.
But at least you know what's possible. And you're starting with the top 15. So, yes, I do consultation.
You do consultation. And they can just contact you through the website. Patrick Timpone, One Radio Network, with Dr. Mark Circus with an S. Circus with an S. If you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Before you go, you want to talk a little bit about climate? Oh, you have something else?
Yeah, let's go back and say where you are. I might as well say something about my work in terms of consultation. I'm just finishing this course in cancer called Conquering Cancer. It is going to be in a European university online, accredited as a doctoral program, and maybe later on as a bachelor program, or master's program, or both. I am coming out with that in the United States or in the world without credit. And I'm just like, I'm actually a week away from finishing the course, and then I have to put it into a course structure. And I started a group and offering a very special deal in terms of consultation. For the people who are signing up now, they'll get access to the materials, they'll get extra discounts on different things, and they'll have what I normally charge from $1,200 to $2,400 for people who want to be with me for 3 months or 6 months or for life. I'm making a special deal for the initial people coming into the group and who are signing on before the course comes out publicly for $999. So people can get a lot of, in-depth consultation through time, get access to all my materials, the course. I have a course already online, which is First Consultations, which teaches people with videos about the basis of self-diagnosis, taking your body temperature, taking your pH, oxygen levels, all these kind of things. A part of the course also is my heart health work, which goes a little bit back into yesterday. Of course, the heart is a pump, but the part I've written about, a book about, is the part that's not a pump. It's the center of our emotions and our vulnerability. So I have a course for that. So I'm offering this whole package. And I have a 30-day email course for patients when they start. They get an email every day to help them with their breathing and get on the protocol. So I have this whole package now. And when the course comes out, then I'll offer the course without consultation for much less. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm just offering everything I have, including basically unlimited consultation, for this $999.
And you can contact you through your website if they're interested in doing that.
Get in touch with support because it's not visible. I'm going to be actually in the end of this week. I'm changing my whole, not the whole website, but the front page. Mm-hmm. I'm modernizing it and focusing it on my cancer work, and really, I'm going to another level, even inside myself. So.
Well, a lot of changes going on all over, right? It's good. Yeah, good stuff. A lot of changes. I went to a lady, and she does some work that I heard about where they're doing. It's almost like fascia thing around your stomach, and there's a name for it that I'll find. She's in Austin. And I really liked her. She's a German lady and really, really cool. And her big thing is breathing, right? And she says that most people just don't breathe right the way they do it, the breathing patterns. And she teaches, and she showed me how I was actually not breathing properly, even though I was taught, you know, with radio to breathe from the belly kind of thing, like a singer, you know. But what I've been doing for my probably my whole life, which is really interesting. So you breathe, you know, you pull your stomach out, you know, you breathe in and your tummy goes out, right? And then to get it up to my lungs, I was breathing, pushing my stomach in, right, to make it go up to my lungs more, which is not what you want to do, she said. You want to keep the stomach out and expand the sides, which then expands it up until the you really fill up the lungs. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, yogic breathing, you know, one of the forms of yogic breathing is a three-step process. Is first filling up the belly, mm-hmm. then filling up through the sternum, mm-hmm. and then filling up into the lungs.
Right. That's the proper way. But what I was doing, well, the way I was doing that, I was pushing my stomach in to push it up high, and that's not good. See, well, that's what I was doing. Nobody told me that. And she showed me how when I doing that, I was tightening up my shoulders, right, to try to make that work. And also, she said on the yogic breathing, the way you've just described so well, when we do it really right, then all the organs get massaged with every breath, right? All the organs get massaged. And when you do it the way I've been doing it for a long time probably, then it makes things tight, and it just will tighten up there around that upper stomach, and it's really, really cool stuff. So anyway, I thought you'd like that because of the breathing thing.
You know, one of the biggest experts on breathing, his name is Mike White.
Yeah, she talked about him. She mentioned and gave me his website. Yeah.
You know, and I asked him, what's the perfect breath?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could really communicate it, but he really simplified it, which is, he didn't like this three-stage piece, mm-hmm. but he was talking about balloons and things like that, is, you know, for sure, you know, breathe in to like 80% capacity, and then just breathe out slowly to empty it. Maybe not totally empty. And just, you know, I use this breath, this Pavlov device to slow my breathing down. I do some yogic breathing. Well, I don't even remember who it is on the, when I do one of my yoga positions, I do this 4-7-8 breathing, mm-hmm. which is inhale for 4, hold for 7, and breathe out for 8.
Yeah.
So there's many ways.
Oh, yeah.
The main thing is for sure abdominal, and for sure as slow as possible.
And Mike,
I love to breathe the way I love it. When I really want to really focus on my breath, is take a deep breath, breathe out, slow, and then when it's all out, then not breathe for a while.
Yeah. More like the Buteyko idea.
Yeah, I never got into him.
Nah, he was a little interesting, but.
I hear, of course, good things, but.
Sure, yeah. Well, yeah, and she gave me some exercises that I'm doing to just kind of retrain my little body, my brain, to do it the right way so you don't have to think about it, you know. But it's really curious if I don't, you know, just a habit of pushing that stomach in to get it up to the top. I guess I felt.
I can't even imagine it.
I know, it's just strange. It's like, really, it's like, what are you doing, Patrick? You know, and she said, well, you probably have been doing it so long that you know you needed to get more lung capacity, but you were doing it in the only way you knew, which was to kind of, you know, push your stomach in to move it up. And she said, no wonder you've been having a little tummy thing. So I'm going to work with her, and it's really, really pretty cool. She also did a thing called dry needling for trigger points. Have you ever heard of that? Boy, that was pretty interesting. Wow.
Say again about trigger points and what?
Dry needling. So,
dry.
Yeah, it's a German thing, I think, where she sticks this needle in, Doc, and she puts it in there, and she says, and she's feeling around, and she says, just relax, just relax. And then she hits the trigger point. When she hits the trigger point, it's down in there with the needle. You just jump. You go, you know, and she charges it up so it releases the trigger point. Pretty trippy. Mm. Yeah, pretty trippy.
Interesting. Yeah, pretty trippy.
Pretty trippy is right. Okay, in the moments here, I've got to do one more, a little quick break, and then we're going to wrap it up with Dr. Mark Serkis, and we have a couple other emails. We'll get to it. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's the multi-blend. Wayne Blakely, how many different probiotics are in the multi-blend? And that's the one you recommend that almost everybody try first.
The multi-blend has 12 bacteria.
12?
We had that 12 bacteria in it, so I would call it a multi-blend. It has bacteria we put on the label is Paracaceae, a subspecies of Paracaceae, and Curvatus. The rest of them are like background microbes. One of those bacteria will consume plaque out of the bloodstream. And these bacteria are travelers. They travel through the whole body, but mainly stay in the digestive tract. There are a lot of background microbes in there that are probiotics. It helps the body overall. We've tested that product more than any other product we've made.
Wayne's talking about the Living Streams multi-blend. You can find it at the Living Streams suite of products in our store. And the multi-blend, we recommend you start with that one on OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with cardiologist Dr. Joel Kahn, 35 years experience in cardiology.
On your commercial break, you hit a hot button because I'm a giant fan of infrared sauna and the cardiac benefits.
Tell us about why you like these saunas for the heart. What does it do?
In Japan, it's a traditional therapy of heart disease to even sick heart patients to sit for 15 or 20 minutes in an infrared sauna, then lie down and rest and hydrate for about half an hour. They call it Waon, W-A-O-N. It means soothing heat. And they've done research studies, like 30 of them, in humans. Anti-ages your arteries and improves the strength of your heart, and it may actually prolong survival in sick heart patients. Anybody can just, again, go to the internet, read about infrared sauna heart disease, or put my name there because I've written many articles about it. Now there's data coming out of Sweden and Finland because they've published some amazing data that number of times a week you're in a sauna, number of minutes each time, you can just track out how long you're going to live. So, very powerful therapy by being in, my favorite is an infrared sauna.
Well, I don't know about you, but if the heart muscles and the arteries are happy, things are good. Very important. We promote the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Special price, not in print, $9.95, delivered continental U.S. Get your heart and keep your heart and arteries in fine shape by using the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Email me for the special price, Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously, we were talking with Brandon about the Blue Shield EMF device, and he says it goes out 90 yards in all directions.
It's an omnidirectional field that, if you think about a huge sphere that's expanding, that's essentially what the waveform pattern looks like.
Oh, that's cool. So it's putting frequencies into the body, and then how does that work in relation to electromagnetic field that's coming in the walls and the windows through a cell phone tower down the street?
Yeah, so the cell repeaters and Wi-Fi and all this electromagnetic radiation in the environment, people mistakenly think that this is somehow going to act like a shield and block the radiation and make it not appear on any kind of tri-field meter or any measuring device. And that's simply not the case. It's more of an energy medicine, so to speak, where it's stimulating the bodies at the cellular level to create a cellular response to make all the individual cells much stronger and more able to adapt to the EMF stressors. So that's number one on the physical or the somatic level where the body is experiencing a decrease in stress from electromagnetic fields.
If you're interested, you can click on the Blue Shield ad on the front page of One Radio Network. Use promo code One Radio, or also contact Brandon through his website there when you click. And he'll give you more information. Front page, Blue Shield EMF protection device on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, it's the first Tuesday of the month, and Dr. Mark Serkis, drcircus.com, is his website. A lot of stuff there. And in the closing moments, I want to do another email from Julie. I've heard that using magnesium to keep one self-regular is a good way to go. Does Dr. Serkis believe this?
We need to take that beyond the level of belief into an absolute certainty.
Most people constipated, they low on mag.
Yeah, I've had a tickle in my throat lately, so I've been doing this a lot.
Yeah.
In my hand, I have a small bottle, one of the small bottles of ancient minerals.
Yeah.
And I'll get close to the microphone. Spray it right into my mouth.
Wow, that's a lot. The ancient minerals, that's like really, really salty, harsh kind of.
Right? Yes. And yeah. So you need to chase it down with a little bit of water.
Right.
But if you have constipation and you want to go from A to B in the straight line, you just keep spraying this into your mouth and then, or pouring it into a big thing of water and drinking the water, and you'll reach a point, it depends on each case, that for sure. It'll open up your intestines.
So, is this a sustainable thing to keep up the level of magnesium so one has enough bowel movements, two or three, or whatever you want, or whatever?
Is it sustainable, Doc,
to keep up the magnesium to do it, and that means your body's working like it should?
Well, it's almost impossible to overdose, unless you're in the hospital and you have kidney failure.
Right.
You know, outside of that case where the body can't clear the magnesium, beside that, it's just the more magnesium you take, talking about 1, 2, 3 grams a day, some people could take even more, is just going to be optimizing your health.
Really? There's just no doubt about it in your experience.
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking just magnesium oxide or some strange forms, maybe you'll break down, maybe not. You know, I wouldn't give a blank check. But, you know, magnesium bicarbonate, this magnesium chloride, the ionic form from Carolyn Dean, I don't think that would have the same effect in terms of for moving the intestines. But in general, it's the perfect medicine for constipation, and it's one of the like bicarbonate. Bicarbonate, you're more limited. You can't take too much bicarbonate. If you're a cancer patient, you can only take enough to get your pH up to 8. If you put it up to 9, you're putting yourself in danger. You're being over-alkalizing. It's not good. So you've got to test. The pH paper. Magnesium, you don't have to worry.
I'm sorry. Healthy people, do they still want to, they don't want to get too much pH adjust?
I take one scoop, basically one, sometimes two scoops a day.
Okay. And that works for you. But you're a pretty big fellow. I'm probably,
I'm a big fellow.
You're a big fellow. If you would pee on the pH thing, when would you do that, and would you be looking to try to get around the neutral when you pee?
Well, if you're treating cancer or some other serious disease, for say 10 days, you want to take enough bicarbonate to get your urinary pH up to 8.
Okay.
And you would do that. You would do that. Test it first thing in the morning because you want it at 8 and first thing in the morning. Meaning you took enough yesterday, but you should test in the afternoon and in the evening too, because you want to keep it there.
And non-cancer patients?
Well, as I said, if you're treating some other serious disease, you could still do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a way of saying, okay, what's my maximum dose? That's exactly what your maximum dose is. Whatever it takes to get up to 8.
Okay.
Whether you want to do that for the rest of your life, no. No.
But it could help you move through some kind of a chronic thing.
Yeah, move or acute. You know, you get a bad flu and you don't want to die and you don't want to take the vaccine. Well, take bicarbonate.
Don't want to die? I don't want to die.
Well, they
CDC says 50,000 Americans are going to die from flu this year.
Guys are so silly. They're just so silly. In the last few minutes, we put up, and I know you're into this stuff, so it'd be fun to hear your comments. We put a picture of this lady, this young girl that was going around the country, the world, telling them that they stole her future and they were killing her by global warming, and God love her, they drug her around everywhere, right? The UN, they drug her everywhere, and it was just quite a show. Greta somebody, and we
were talking about climate.
Yeah, climate change. Yeah, she was telling everybody, you know. So they just used this young girl, and she was crying. It was just terrible. I think it was a form of child abuse what they did with this girl. But anyway, that's just me.
Did you read my essay about that?
No, I did not. No, I didn't. But I put that on Facebook, and boy, people really respond, and more people are figuring out that this is a scam. This whole thing that you talk about.
Yeah, I wrote an essay. Let me see the name of it. But basically, which site is it on? Charging global warming fanatics with child abuse, psychosis, and hallucinations. You know, psychosis and hallucinations is believing, and psychiatrists treat this, you know, for people who are, you know, mistaking reality for something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in their own world, and the psychosis is a mental breakdown. Hallucination, everyone knows what hallucination is. It's something that's not real. Well, the news, you know, if you want to believe in global warming, then you believe that there should be no more snow. Not even just the snow in the summer, and the fall, and the spring. There should be no snow in the winter either, according to global warming fanatics. And because we're living officially, according to the American government, not according to Trump, but this is the warmest it's ever been. We're in a hot period, and it's going to get hotter, and the world's going to end in 12 years. Now the BBC says in 6 or 4. And so, but what's happening? What's happening today? What happened yesterday? What happened Saturday and Sunday? The last week, we're today in October, first day of October. Summer is only 1 week old, and we have winter, huge, one of the biggest ever, historic winter storm in Canada, in the United States. You know, Montana has already declared disaster emergency.
It's really coming, boy.
The western part of the United States, you're talking about feats, record snow, record cold, temperatures 30 degrees below normal in some places, 30 degrees, meaning winter at the very end, just after summer. And you got these people and this girl totally hypnotized in the hallucination that we're getting, we should change our whole world,
right,
and spend trillions of dollars and blah, blah, blah. And because of global warming?
I know. I saw a documentary you're going to like to see. You probably know this. But, you know, the famous Al Gore thing, the video, and he claimed, he showed a graph where CO2, when it rises, well, then the earth warms, you know, and he showed this graph, and there was a great documentary, and the scientists that they talked about in Europe, he said, well, yeah, it's kind of true, but not the way he said it. He said the earth actually warms, and then the CO2 follows the earth warming about 500 years later or something like that. He said, so yeah, the graph was kind of true if you look at it from not too close, but it wasn't the way that Al Gore stated it. And that was the whole premise of the Inconvenient Truth, right? That was the big, you know, that was the, you know, Iraq has nuclear weapons of mass destruction, Colin Powell thing, and, you know, that was it, you know. That was the thing, boy. CO2, earth warm, see, I'll show you. Last 4,000 years. Yeah, man.
I've been writing in 2009. In 2009, I took 1 year to study the subject.
Yeah. Wow.
Before I risked my reputation. And so over the last 10 years, I've been publishing on cold climate change. I have a site. People can go. coldclimatechange.com.
Oh, cool.
And on even Dr. Circus, his last two essays, they made a mistake, but I have this. Yesterday, I published Winter at the End of Summer, at the end of September. Mm-hmm. And of course, we did have winter in the summer. We did have record cold in September. We had cold snow in Europe and many different places in the summer. And last week, I published an essay called Brutal Shifts from Modern Civilization. I talk about a lot of things that are brutal in our world today, mm-hmm. and this whole thing again with climate change. And boy, it's the biggest mental ripoff.
It really is.
Scientific ripoff. I mean,
and old Uncle Al, we talked about it on the Money Show years ago. He was all into the Chicago Board of Trade, and he was really into the monetary benefits from buying and selling global credits and all that stuff, and he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar on that one and had to bail out of it. But yeah, the whole thing is just so bizarre. Well, you know, planet Earth is quite fun. Well, thanks for being here this morning. I know you have to be on time, and so do yeah. I. When is the cancer whole thing gonna start? You know, this community conquering cancer.
Well, the people can join now.
Okay, all right.
As I said, the special before it's released, good. They get the special deal with everything thrown at them for $9.99, and then maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I'll actually probably come out with the course itself. The people at the university in Europe are putting together the first section, the first 12 lessons. So it's available now, but if somebody doesn't want consultations but wants the course itself, it'll probably take me 3 weeks or something to get it all uploaded online into a format.
So then our show, first week in November, first Tuesday in November, we'll have much more to talk about it and stuff. And let me know when you do launch or something, if I can help from here on my Facebook or mention on the radio show. I'll be happy to do it for you, brother. Happy, snappy. People get in this cancer thing and they need a lot of support, right?
Yeah, you got to be really smart. You got to, but it's beatable.
Yeah.
Many people do survive.
Yeah, they do. Okay, Dr. Mark Circus, have a pleasant day down there deep in the jungle in Brazil. Give my love to your family, and we'll see you next month, first Tuesday in November.
Okay, Patrick. All right, it was a pleasure as always.
Well, thank you, and it's an honor having you here. Take care of yourself, okay?
Take care, Patrick.
May the blessings be. All right, kids, well, we're out of here for now. We've been working with our video helper man yesterday. We're getting closer. Can't believe I'm going to do this, but why not? It'd be fun. And the idea is we'll have two people, like next time we have Dr. Circus on, you'll be able to see the video of he and I talking together. I don't know why people like to watch people talking, but they do. And YouTube videos, they get, billions of hits. And so it'd be fun we think we have some really good information here. I know that we do on the soul, mind, body things that I'm going to do more of. It takes a long time to get young. And then talking to people like Circus and Ray Pete and Adam Bergstrom and all the cool people we have, and Dr. Jennifer Daniels, really a great array of people than all the people we get in, like Dr. Cowden yesterday. So we're going to just expand a little bit and get into video. So I'm just kind of giving you a warning, but it'll be really easy for you. You're just going to be able to click on the website and just watch the video. Probably we may even try a test run on Friday on open phones. We'll just see how much we get done. It's kind of tricky, but I'm not much of a geek, but I'm figuring it out, and so it'll be fun. So stay on board. I think that pretty sure we're going to do the Real World of Money tomorrow. Fred's been having some personal things been going through, but I'll let you know. And that's tomorrow, the Real World of Money. So I love you all very much. Thanks for your ongoing support. Several of you have taken me up on my offer to help set up, if you get the AquaCure machine. I'm no expert at it, but at least I've had it in my home for a couple months, and talked to George, and I can just you know, just help walk you through a little bit. As you said, it's not difficult at all if you just read the directions, which most people don't, but just read the directions, you'll find your way. But if you need some help with it, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. People are having a good experience with this. I really am. If you have the budget, I think it's a great investment, the AquaCure machine. And use the promo code OneRadio, and you get a 10% discount. And, you know, Dr. Circus, as you know, is like all of the hydrogen, wrote several books on it. Not that that matters, but we like him. We think he's doing some really good stuff. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, 9 o'clock. I love you all very much, and may the blessings be.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.